The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're starting out with a gentleman by the name of Peter Buchmeier, truly an expert in the area of economics. We're going to talk a little bit about what he is seeing going on in the markets right now. As we brought out in our daily editorials this past week, as of Wednesday anyway, it was interesting that all of the markets that we follow, those markets being energy, conventionals, and precious metals, were up. Every single one of them. And typically, you don't see that type of scenario play out. Gold performed very strongly, and silver performed very strongly. Corey and I think that gold and silver are a pretty interesting barometer of how people feel and what's going on in the other two sectors. Peter, would you agree with that?
I do, but I also want to simplify and say that gold and silver are certainly responding to the trillions of dollars of negative yielding securities that are out there. And the central bankers that continue to push limits that no one ever conceived that they would even get close to. And here you have, let's just take Japan, for example. Kuroda last week and did it again today, just continuing to say, I can always do more, I can always do more. Gold is a positive yielding instrument compared to many other securities right now. 70% of Japanese JGBs have negative interest rates. The Japanese should be falling over each other to buy gold.
Peter, with the environment that we're in right now, and you pointed out negative rates in Europe, negative rates in Japan, gold is getting a buy, but there's also been rumors that commodities in general are going to start getting a buy. This is a changing narrative from over the last, let's say, 5 or 6 years, and also, in my eyes, this means that inflation could start to pick up. Simply because there is so much money sloshing around the system, and the banks want almost more money to be put into this system. What do you think is going to change either the banks' minds with this whole narrative of get more money into the system if it stops falling on strictly, let's say, equity markets?
Well, to your first point, I do think the five-year bear market in commodities is over. I think a lot of that is really just coming down to pure supply and demand. The demand side is not there, but the supply side is finally responding. If you look at industrial metals, you look at steel, which is more of a byproduct of commodities, but you look at iron ore, you look at copper, you look at nickel, you look at aluminum, there's supply cuts everywhere. You have the Chinese that are willing to now fire, at least in the steel and coal industry, almost up to 2 million people. So we have real capacity cuts. You have the Chinese on board with ridding themselves of excess capacity. And I think that's significant for and creating a bottom in commodity prices. We also know, of course, what's going on with crude oil and the dramatic cuts in at least U.S. production and other non-OPEC production with the declining rig counts and so forth. And that is really what's creating the bottom in commodities, not necessarily all the money printing, because in a way the money printing is what created the excess supply with the malinvestment. But also to your point about inflation, even if commodities just stopped going down, you are going to see a rise in the inflation statistics in the back half of this year just on a rate of change basis because you recycle out a lot of the sharp declines. Now if you actually get a rise in commodity prices, well, you're going to have headline inflation at 2% sooner rather than later. And I'm expecting that in the second half of the year because underneath the commodity inflation, we have services inflation. And CPI that was reported last week, services inflation ex energy still running around 3%. You combine a rise in commodity prices to that and the Fed, and if it happens in Europe, they'll get their inflation targets hit a lot quicker than they anticipate.
not only are the commodities themselves doing pretty well right now, but also many of these speculative junior mining stocks seem to be doing pretty well. Some, a lot of the pundits who we talk to are saying they think that that is probably going to come to a screeching halt sooner rather than later. But there are a few companies in that group that actually are performing very well, not just on pure speculation, but on, I think, a realization that gold stocks probably will start to appreciate because of what's going on in the sector in general. Do you think that this particular market segment is going to continue to increase in value?
I do. We have to put the move in the junior miners in perspective. So if you look at the ETF for junior miners, just to talk generally, the GDXJ, that from the peak of 2010 fell 90%. That ETF went from 175 down to about 17. So even if these junior miners double from here, they're still down so dramatically from those peaks in 2010. If you're of the belief that maybe we're on the cusp of a resumption of the bull market in the metals, precious metals, and that this is just the beginning, well, there's a lot of legs to go in these junior miners, as there is with the senior miners. I mean, these companies have gotten as lean as they can be, those at least the smart ones. They've pulled away from empire building and focused more on survival and cash flow and debt reduction. So there's a lot of leverage in these models if their revenue goes higher due to higher spot prices in gold and silver.
Peter, it's been interesting. Ever since the very end of last year, we've seen what most people that look back on the start of new bull markets see for the precious metals. Some of the funds, it's rumored, and the big money started to move into the large cap names, and then the mid tiers, a couple of those got bought up, and some of the juniors are starting to get a bid as we progress through this 4-month period, I would say. As we move through, and assuming that we are in another bull market, are you expecting, as we had on the grind down, which took 5 years, a grind up, which could take, well, probably will take many years?
That's a good question. That's really tough to call. I mean, I think the bull market has started. I think gold and silver prices go much higher. The process at which that takes place is always very difficult to say. I mean, if we look at the previous bull market in gold, it took 11 years to get from 250 to 1900. But on the other hand, if you look at the 1970s, after the 50% correction in the mid-70s, it took about 5 years for gold to go to 100 to 850. I think people should be more focused on the trajectory of the move rather than the way that it takes place.
I wouldn't personally necessarily count out the conventional markets, for lack of better terms. I think that people are coming to the conclusion that, you know what it is, and yes, there are so many extraneous factors that could dramatically bring the market down at almost any moment. But I think more people are starting to feel that simply isn't going to happen. Agree or disagree?
You mean in terms of the broader stock market?
Yeah, conventionals. Yeah, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P.
Well, as much as central bankers have tried to defy the laws of gravity and keep everything as elevated as they possibly can, I still think gravity exists. And all we have to do is look at what happened in commodity prices. I mean, the whole point of central bank money printing was to generate higher inflation and higher commodity prices, and the exact opposite happened. So beginning in 2011, central banks lost control of commodity prices. If you look at what's going on in currencies now, the Bank of Japan has lost control of the yen. The ECB has lost control of the euro. If you look at the stock markets in these respective regions, they've also lost control of those markets. The only thing they have control in, at least in Europe and Japan, is their treasuries and their corporate bond markets, which they are obviously directly, at least in Europe, directly buying. In the U.S., QE ended at the end of 2014, and the S&Ps are back to where, you know, pretty much where they are at the end of 2014, even after the sharp rally. So I don't think gravity has been has ended. And I think too many, unfortunately, people think that it has, at least in U.S. stocks.
All right, Peter. It's always great chatting with you. Peter Buchvar is the Chief Market Analyst over at the Lindsay Group. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are chatting right now with Avi Gilbert. We believe a lot of what Avi has to say, and we certainly do follow his missives, which we get almost on a daily basis. Avi, you have an interesting comment right now. We were chatting off mic. Your comment had to do with more macro markets, commodities, et cetera, et cetera. And you are fairly optimistic about what an increase in the values of these particular markets.
Last year, we started discussing this a lot in my trading room. I started throwing out my thesis about this because I saw this developing across world markets. When we broke support in January and started heading down to the 1800s, I started publishing that this drop can potentially set up a long-term bottom in the U.S. equities, which would also match a long-term bottoming that I'm seeing in various emerging markets. Specifically, we're focusing on Russia and Brazil, which have rallied 40% since the lows we were looking for, and then as well as gold and silver. And the potential I see, and don't have this confirmed probably until the summer. I'm looking for a bigger pullback in the overall markets and everything, probably into May and June. And if the pullbacks all are corrected, and then we take out whatever high we make over the next few weeks, that is the signal for truly a global melt-up in all risk assets, the way I'm seeing it.
Avi, how did you come to this conclusion or this, I guess, thesis? Is it because of all the money that has been created around the world?
Purely, it was just the setup. I mean, when I was looking at chart after chart after chart, and many of the stock charts that we follow also, there are a number of old IPOs that I want to start getting into now that the number of them have gotten trounced that I want to start getting into as well. But when I was looking at chart after chart after chart, they were all aligning in the same way, about to start a major bull run. And the setup was certainly there across all these markets. It was pretty interesting to see the setup across all risk assets in that manner, and it just jumped out at me.
All right, Avi. So if this does set up properly and we do get this kind of global melt-up, does that mean that we're going to see huge inflation come onto the table?
See, people view a rise in asset prices as a sign of inflation. But from an economic standpoint, that's really only a result of inflation. There are other reasons assets can rise without having inflation. So I don't necessarily believe that it is a quote-unquote inflationary sign, because in about 2-3 years, 4 years tops, I'm expecting a massive market hit. I'm not so sure you're only going to have inflation for a couple of years and then hit a massive deflationary scenario, probably worse than what we saw in 2008-09. So I'm not so sure what we're seeing is quote-unquote inflation per the old economic model theory.
Tell me your rationale between a major, major market explosion or implosion, I guess is a better way to put it. A lot of people feel that way. I mean, for fundamental reasons, I agree with you 100%, but you're not a fundamentalist. You're a technician.
Well, for my technicals, assuming we get this global melt-up, I'm looking for a minimum target in the S&P 500 between 2,500 to 2,600. And that's really, you know, over the next couple of years, that's what I'd be looking for. From there, my ideal scenario is that we just come back down to the 1,700s and then go back up to 3,000. But I can tell you right now, and I still think it's a good 3-4 years away at least. I think we're probably going to be going from anywhere from that, you know, wherever we top between 2,600 and 3,000. You know, they're big numbers right now that, you know, we'll hone in on as we get there. But, you know, dropping from there back down to 1,000 in the S&P 500, that's a major hit. And that's the type of market implosion, as you would put it, that I would be expecting.
So, Avi, those numbers, while they are big numbers, they're not, let's say, like a double or a triple from where we're at right now. Even if we do make 3,000 in a number of years, that's a 50%, just under 50% increase from where we're at right now in the S&P. Do you think that in either commodities or emerging markets, we will see even wilder swings?
I don't believe oil is going to have the type of rally from a percentage basis that we're going to see in the metals and the mining stocks. I think the best opportunities are going to be seen in the metals and mining stocks. Oil will likely go along for the ride, but I still, from the longer term charts on oil, it looks like oil is going to be in a very long term consolidative pattern for many, many, many years, could be even decades to come. Whereas the metals and the mining stocks are setting up as a true, what looks to be something in the way of a bull market for potentially another 40, 50 years.
40, 50 years, that's one heck of a horizon, I got to tell you. And then for the next 20 years or so, for something as volatile as oil, where there are so many factors totally out of our control that are affecting the price of oil, I have to tell you, I'd like to hear your rationale on that one.
I did an article not too long ago for Market Watch where I went into this a little bit. Back in 1941, Ralph Nelson Elliott came up with a prediction that said the stock market is going to be heading into a 70 to 80 year bull market. Now, at the time, Elliott was right in the middle of World War II, and yet he had the foresight to be able to see this massive bull market about to begin, and he nailed it. Now, I'm looking at the Huey, as well as a number of the charts in that index, as well as the metals, and a lot of that pattern is very similar to what Elliott saw back in 1941. That's the basis for my thesis, because we have a massive, as we put it, third wave about to take hold in the gold equity stocks.
I do want to get some of your short-term outlooks, especially for silver. What's your takeaway from this recent run that we've had in silver?
Silver has been both a wonderful trade and a heartache over this last week. LPG and I have been going back and forth about this. And, you know, we've been getting pretty much every single hit up and down on silver. The problem now, we didn't get the follow through I wanted to see this week. That we had a 1765 resistance after that 1710, 1720 breakout, and it turned down just pennies above it. That was not what we needed to see. At this point, I really don't want to see the 1655 level broken. I would rather us hold over that 1655 level, and if we can do that and then take out that 1765 level, we're back on the bull train, and my target would be the 21 to 22 region for a larger degree, as we put it, wave one, a five-way structure off those long-term lows. Should that happen, I turn into a massive silver bull.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold.
This first-ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Segment number three of the weekend edition of the first hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting over now with Valentin Schmidt. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times. Very interesting paper. And I also want to say that he is one of the most knowledgeable journalists who we know when it comes to the economic activities going on in mainland China. I'm going to talk a little bit about the possible effects of the Shanghai Gold Exchange. It is a physical exchange as opposed to London and the COMEX being exchanges based on paper gold. There's a huge difference. We talked about that in a daily editorial with Craig Hamke on Thursday. We're going to kind of summarize it here right now. What differences do you think that will make, if any, in the price of gold, Valentin?
Yeah, thanks, Al. So I've been following China and China Gold for some time. And first, it needs to be affirmed that, yes, there's a huge difference between the physical and the paper markets, where at the COMEX you have only a fraction of a percent of actual physical activity. The rest is all backed by paper. The COMEX doesn't have any inventory. And in Shanghai, there is some cash settlement as well, but as far as I know, most of it is physical. And they also have the inventory there. And basically, it's like a mom-and-pop thing. Like, everybody trades there. So for the Chinese gold strategy, the fixing in yuan controlled by the Chinese, they have some Western participants as well. But controlled by the Chinese is just another step in their strategy. And to understand the strategy, you have to go way back, where basically they started to accumulate these massive foreign exchange reserves, and they probably already knew that at one point the game was going to be up, so they started hedging themselves by buying a lot of gold. Nobody knows really how much. They started to release some of the figures. I think it's, 1,700 tons they have officially, which is probably not what they have really. Plus, in China, you don't know exactly where the gold is, like whether the state has it, the central bank has it, the military has it, some of the commercial banks, which is they control, have it. And then the Chinese people themselves also have been buying a lot. So China is now the largest producer, the largest importer, and the largest consumer in terms of for jewelry of gold, which is really quite amazing. So why is that? It's because fundamentally the Chinese, they don't believe in the dollar system, and the citizens, they don't believe in the, you know, current economic system basically. So everybody wants to hedge, and they have capital control, so they can't go outside. So everybody's hedging themselves for potential inflation, for potential crisis. So they've been buying truckloads of gold. Like some say, probably the Chinese state has about 4,000 tons, which is the second largest after the United States and just a bit before Germany and the IMF. And there was this, those are only rumors, but some people I trust, like Jim Rickards, they have talked to people who said that basically the Chinese and the Americans are working together to reform the financial system, because there's gonna be a reset eventually that's just unsustainable, including the US dollar. But in order to do that more or less equitably, every player at the table needs to have a certain amount of gold. So Europe already has a lot. Actually, the euro system has more gold than everybody else. If you combine Germany, France, Italy, etc., United States is about 8,000, 9,000 tons. And then now China has about 4,000 at the state level, and then a lot of private gold, which can be confiscated at any point in time. By the way, it's funny that private gold holdings, the numbers are also very hard to come by. Only India has more or less reliable statistics. The Indians have actually the largest private gold hoard of 20,000 tons. So let's assume the Chinese citizens have about 6,000, so you get to a total of 10. So all of these countries roughly have 10,000 tons of gold. So if there's hyperinflation and if the international system collapses, then those people can sit together and say, as equal partners, and say, we have, you know, everybody has so much gold, so what are we going to do? Chinese have always said they want international reserve currency, the SDR, special drawing rights issued by the International Monetary Fund, to be the reserve currency. So, and that may have to be backed by gold, and, you know, it's going to be a negotiation about the votes, et cetera, et cetera. And the point about, to come back to the fixing, is that the Chinese can only make a credible claim they have a lot of gold and it's worth a certain amount if they actually control the price. And so far they haven't controlled the price, which is determined by the London gold fixing and the COMEX. But now they have both a future and a physical fixing, and they theoretically could come out any day and say, well, you know, you say it's worth $1,300 an ounce, but actually if you look at the real physical price, it's $3,000 an ounce. And by the way, we have 4,000 tons worth so and so much. So it gives them more power to negotiate. That's my interpretation of things.
Valentin, that's an interesting point that you bring up there, because right now, with the news that came out where the Shanghai Gold Exchange, which has been running for a while, now they are starting their own price fix. I believe it's 2 times a day, just like how it happens in London. But if they either start to get more interest, or if they do come out and shock the market in a sense and say, this is what we think the new fix is, if people do start to pay attention to that, then that would lead to discrediting what goes on in London and further in the COMEX, correct?
Sure. I mean, that's an option they can pursue. They're not doing that right now because the fix is actually pretty similar to what's going on in London and on the COMEX. There's no significant difference. But it's only the first week that it's been up and running. And, of course, it makes perfect sense to just, you know, say, oh, maybe it's a bit different or whatever, but theoretically, and we all believe that, I think, is that the physical price of gold is actually a lot higher, or that basically you cannot buy any significant quantity at these prices, which means that the price for larger quantities is actually a lot higher. And they could come out any time after they have established some credibility, of course.
I have to say, it would appear to me that the direction that we're going in vis-a-vis the price of gold and the price of silver, going away from a price based on a paper market to a price based on the physical market, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It just strikes me that the elevation in the price of those two commodities is just a natural occurrence, don't you think?
You mean in the future market?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, still the future markets dominate, and there's still a lot of people who think that that's a valid way to trade, but the physical market also has an influence on the future price, and yeah, of course it's a natural appearance. I mean, if you talk about what is pushing gold and silver up, I mean, I think we've talked about it before, and it's central banks basically losing all their credibility, some imposing negative rates, the Fed has raised rates when it shouldn't have, and they're talking about banning cash. Yeah, sure, that's going to make the price go up. I mean, eventually, the paper system will just collapse, and then you'll have a much higher price for physical, but then you won't be able to buy it anymore either.
Well, now, this is a very new story, and as we mentioned, the price fix in Shanghai just came about this week, so it'll be interesting to see how it moves. Right now, obviously, it is pretty much identical, very, very close to the London fix. So as we move forward in this aspect, there's a lot of speculation out between what China is planning on doing with its gold reserves. And right now that is all speculation because China holds its cards pretty close. So they don't share a whole lot of information. But Valentin, as you mentioned at one point, with the IMF and the SDR, China has come out and said that they would be on board and are interested in maybe a grouping of currencies. But Valentin, we always appreciate your insights into what is going on in China. Everyone go check out the Epic Times and Valentin's commentary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We have Mr. Kaiser with us, as in John Kaiser. John, you and I and Corey were talking off mic on Thursday about the direction that the resource market seems to be going in right now. You mentioned that just coincidentally you were going to attend a presentation by one of our client companies and a company that both Corey and I happen to be shareholders in, Exeter Resources. Quite a resurgence in that company, I have to say. Let's talk about what's going on from your perspective.
I think we have now survived the risk of the, you know, first quarter rally being snuffed out by the resource companies going back into the garbage can, as has happened in the last couple of years. And Exeter is actually a very good example. It was one of my bottom fish recommendations at the end of last year, trading around 40 cents. It's bounced as high as $1.30 recently. It's pulled back to sort of $10.20 level. But what's interesting is this company is a good example of how we are going back into a bull cycle. In fact, a couple of days ago, I swapped out the little bear I have on my TSX Venture Index and volume chart for a bull. I believe we have entered a bull cycle that is not in danger of falling apart on us, because this resurgence we're seeing here is based on only modest improvements in copper and gold prices. And Exeter's flagship project, Castici, is a gold copper project in Chile with not the greatest grades, but one that, you know, possibly could be put into production on a smaller scale than initially anticipated in early 2012. The fact that it has bounced tells us that there is a new audience coming back into the sector that's no longer concerned about metal prices going significantly lower. In fact, optimistic that we will see better prices in the next few years, that the worst is over, and money's coming in looking for assets such as Exeter's Castiche project.
John, what I think is so noteworthy and something that you touched on there is that without the gold price continuing to appreciate, we're seeing some of these more junior companies get a bid, which is different from what we've seen in the last 4 years, where the gold price would go up, the stocks would go up, but then immediately sell off. This whole environment that we're in, starting at the very tail end of December, was money come in to bigger, larger stocks, and then trickle down into the mid-caps. And now we're seeing a bump in the juniors, which some people argue is a sign that we are in a new bull market. You even switched out the picture on your website. But seeing this money flow into an Exeter when we don't have astronomically higher gold price is really showing me, at least, that investors that have been sitting on the sidelines are putting money into the market. Do you think there's a worry that these investors would pull their money out quite quickly, or do you think these are more long-term investors?
Well, in the case of Exeter, they spent almost $100 million doing pre-feasibility work on their Caspici project with some monstrous 186,000 ton per day open pit mine, similar to Cerro Casale, which Barrick paid almost $2 billion to acquire and then ended up shelving because when gold and copper retreated back to their current levels, combined with the CapEx explosions they had and the problems they had with Pascua Lama, this was not going to happen. But what's interesting about Exeter's project is that it has an oxide gold cap on top, and it has a higher grade gold copper core in the middle. So when everything fell apart several years ago, the new CEO they brought on board, Wendell Zerbe, said, let's look at this thing as a multi-type of options thing. So they developed a PEA for an oxide heap leach scenario, which can work at the current gold price. Then they've developed scenarios where let's then go underground and go after the higher grade core after we've stripped off the lower grade oxide and go after that. So the market's seeing this project has different paths that it can go. They can't do that at Cerro Casale because it's generally a low-grade copper-gold system uniformly. So I think what the market's saying is there's going to be capital ready to do, at very least, the more modest scenario that turns this thing into cash flow. And if we get a strengthening of copper also, then definitely go through the two-phase scenario. But there's also the expectation that the bigger guys are going to start mopping up companies like this. And there's speculation out there that the jump that we've seen in the last two weeks means that the project is in play, that somebody is going after it, though management denies that there is anything like that going on. However, they are aware, you know, they only control less than 10% of the company, and they have Sun Valley as a big shareholder, but Sun Valley is an institution that will tender to whomever. So they are concerned that somebody is out there ready to take this over, and it makes sense to do so because there are these smaller scale development plans where you can turn this into immediate cash flow. And right now, you know, the market cap is $120 million, just more than the money that they have sunk into this project.
So, John, using Exeter as an example here, do you think that the market is taking much more kindly to these more established exploration projects that have development plans, and that these development plans are of a smaller scale with cash flow coming more quickly?
There's definitely an appetite for smaller CapEx scenarios, you know, below $500 million and, you know, ideally below $300 million because even the bigger companies are saying, well, you know, we've blown it with these $4 to $6 billion giant, you know, 500,000 million ounce a year operations. We need to go after smaller, higher grade operations where there is less room for us to look stupid if metal prices do spend a long time going sideways or head a little bit lower. The other thing that's quite important is this rally we're seeing in the market is not just, you know, people saying we need an optionality bet on higher metal prices, because there's not a huge amount of optimism out there that metal prices will go up significantly. But there is a growing realization that a lot of these projects, the exploration that went on in the last decade, was all really focused on let's bang together as many ounces as we can and show that we got, you know, 5 million ounces or more and so many tens of billion pounds of copper, and just do the big picture stuff. Now they're saying, well, how about looking at higher grade portions or even aspects of the deposit that you do not understand. Let's do exploration on the project. And again, the Exeter example where they then, you know, backed off from their giant arm-waving big picture scenario, their super pit scenario, and said, look, we have this high-grade core. Let's look at what we can do here. Now, in this case, so much work has been done on the project, there's no room for new discoveries. But with a lot of other projects, there is now interest in, well, let's spend this year doing additional exploration. We'll give you money, put it in the treasury. We'll at the same time get an optionality on your on the ounces and pounds, whatever, that you already have in the ground. But we'll get some blue sky exploration right now, because if you find something, well, the stock will move right away and we have a, you know, discovery delineation play. But we want to know that, say, in a year or two from now, when the CapEx interest comes back in, are we going to develop, do feasibility work on what we already know we have? And possibly leave something bigger unknown because we didn't do the exploration. So let's do the exploration now. And that combination is very attractive to the public that's coming back to the sector.
Do you think that is what's driving these prices up, or do you think it's institutions, different money that is dabbling in some of these juniors?
I think there's a lot of high net worth investors who understand the cyclicity of this this sector that are coming back in. But we're also seeing these like mass social media promotion things also driving in a lot of buying in some of these other stocks that we've seen pop up, and that would be a retail audience. So I think there's both all kinds of people are coming back into the system. The smarter companies like Sun Valley, they've been in there and accumulating it. And some of the generalist funds are starting to look at the resource sector space because they didn't have much exposure before. They don't see much upside in the general equity markets. And they're looking for some alpha that could help their returns. And they see now that this is turning. And once, as we go through this term that we're in now, it begins to feed itself. People say it's happening. And so everybody jumps in and the stocks go higher.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around after the news break. We're going to be back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.